One of the things that we don't chat about enough and speak about enough and celebrate during this month of September is the fact that September is also Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And we found a lovely initiative looking at the possibilities and the awareness, and to raise that awareness and also to raise some funds for organizations. Cupcakes of Hope, children with cancer and their families, providing financial and emotional support. In September last year, the 6th annual National Cupcake a Day for Kids with Cancer was at over 60 malls and raised an astonishing 1.8 million rand. Sandy Cipriano, the founder of Cupcakes of Hope, tells you about this and how you can be part of that. Sandy, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning, Ben. Lovely to be on your show this early this morning.
Yeah, don't worry. Cape Town people get up quite early because they need to beat the traffic in any case. Sandy, what is Cupcakes for Hope and how did it start?
So Cupcakes of Hope is a non-profit company, and we're originally based in Vereeniging, where a close friend of ours, her three-year daughter, was diagnosed with cancer. And unfortunately, you know, she gained her angel wings a couple of months later. But seeing what this family went through and all the suffering, it just touched my heart, and I knew I wanted to make a difference for other families, you know, going through the same journey. And that's where we started Cupcakes of Hope. Cupcakes of Hope, we're totally community-driven. We get the community to bake their cupcakes. We get together on National Cupcake Day, and the public, you know, come and support us at all the different malls and make a 10 rand donation for a beautiful homemade, delicious cupcake. And yeah, we started with a small project where we raised 5,000 rand the first year, and it's just absolutely grown. You know, our volunteers, which we call Cupcake Angels, have just been phenomenal. And in your area, especially Cape Town, we have got such a big support. So we're very, very grateful to our Cupcake Angels in Cape Town for the support.
And yeah, who can resist a cupcake? Eh? It's one of those things that that everybody with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea finds absolutely great. Now, what is this particular initiative about, and how much money have you raised to date?
Well, you know, our big fundraiser, like you mentioned, is National Cupcake Day. This year, we're going to be at 79 malls across the country. So we're hoping to reach the 2 million mark. But you know what? It's, at the end of the day, it's not about the money. That it is awesome that we can raise so much money, but it's about the children behind it. You know, we help up to 70 patients every single month by either paying for the medical costs, the normal day-to-day costs like food, transport, nappies. You know, families might not realize how much financial strain it actually puts on a family. They might have medical aid or they might not, but you know what? They can contact us. We have got a process that the children have to go to, you know, so as soon as we get a doctor's letter confirming the child's diagnosis, they become one of our beneficiaries. And it's absolutely been an amazing journey to be able to be part of this journey and with these children and be able to bless them in so many ways.
Chatting this morning to Sandy Cipriano. She's the CEO, founder of Cupcakes of Hope and Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. Sandy, you know, very often when we, as adults, we hear this person has been diagnosed with cancer, that person has been diagnosed with cancer, and it just drops like a bomb on a family and the community and everybody else involved in that particular person's life. Like, for instance, at work, you'll find that, wow, you know, this is it. And it must be somewhat more difficult for a parent to sort of realize that your child is now being diagnosed with cancer. Tell us about those stories.
You know, it's something that I never wish on any family. You know, the words, Your child has got cancer must be one of the most terrifying words that a parent can ever hear. But I must say, you know, when a family gets diagnosed, their immediate support system is actually quite amazing. You know, the community pulls in. You know, we've had cases where families might need 10 or 15,000 rand literally within 48 hours to do a PET scan or whatever the case is. The people actually do pull together and make it happen. You know, we've got activities, what we call parties of hope, which people host at their schools or company. And within a day or two, you could raise 10 to 15,000 rand to help those families in need. So, you know, the community, people out there want to help. They sometimes just don't know how. And the basis of our foundation is always been that, you know, if you've got time and love, we can all make a difference. And, you know, a cupcake for as little as a 5 rand or 10 rand donation actually is so amazing. We are able to bless these families. And I can definitely invite the listeners that have, you know, might be the first time that you hear about our course today. Please go out on the 29th of September, go and have a go to the National Cupcake Events at your mall. There's such a beautiful energy on the day. It really, once you become a cupcake angel, you're a cupcake angel for life. You know, our slogan is become a cupcake angel. It's by far the sweetest way to help save a life, and it is really so true. I can also just mention, you know, for those that do not like cupcakes, we've got a beautiful initiative that we've partnered up with Mug and Bean. They've got the hashtag Give More campaign running, where for every giant muffin that they sell this month, they will donate it to Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. And they've actually been so, so amazing. You know, we've partnered up with them since 2012, and every year their campaign just becomes better and better. I think up to date, they've raised over R1 million for children with cancer out there, which I think is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, when you chat about R1 million, you know, chatting in terms of treatment, you know, R1 million is not a lot of money when you chat chemotherapy, and especially when you're chatting, you know, treatment, stuff like that. But it is a wonderful initiative, and it makes a big difference in the lives of not only the children, you know, have been diagnosed with cancer. It makes a massive difference in that family's life, which is absolutely important. R1.8 million raised last year. So what are you heading for this year? Is there a bigger target on the mind?
You know what, we always say whatever blessing we get was amazing, but let's hope we can reach that 2 million. You know, I know I heard via the grapevine that the Cape Town Cupcake Angels have set a target on their area to raise this R400,000. So, you know, this is only possible if the community comes on board, pledge their cupcakes, and come on the day to support us. And you were mentioning about the families and stories of hope. I can tell you one of our Mike and Bean has been involved with a lot of our initiatives, but the one that actually stood out was when a 15-year-old girl, her name was Lolos, she lost her leg due to cancer, and she always loved to dance. You know, that was a big thing. And she, what she wanted to do after losing her leg was just to able to dance again. And we were able to bless her with a new prosthetic leg. And, you know, those things come very expensive. It's anything between 50 to 70,000 rand. And it was amazing to be part of her little miracle, you know. After the difficulty of losing her leg and going through chemo, knowing that she was able to walk and dance again was absolutely amazing, and it is a feel-good moment at that time.
Chatting to Sandy Cipriano, the CEO and founder of Cupcakes of Hope and Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer this morning. I am of the opinion, first of all, that this should be an initiative all year round. So are you looking to expand this just beyond September?
We have got our awareness campaigns. You know, for us, it's very important that we educate moms and dads about the cancer early warning signs. You know, unfortunately, the biggest problem we have in our country is that our kids are being misdiagnosed or diagnosed too late. So we have worked hand-in-hand with Dr. Jennifer Hill from Joburg Gen and Vince Donald Gordon, where she's designed an infographic which has all the cancer early warning signs on it. We've translated it into our 11 official languages, which is available from our website. So I encourage the listeners, go onto our website, go download it, print it, hand it out, you know, put it up in your staff quarters so that they could actually be aware of what to look out for. And then we also have something called the Party of Hope. So this is an initiative that happens during the whole year where people could actually register to host a Party of Hope fundraiser at their school or company. They will receive what we call an angel party pack for free, which includes all the early warning signs, leaflets that you need, your baking cups, your badges, your balloons, everything that you basically need to get your party going. And it's a fun way to get everybody involved, you know, and who wouldn't like to either decorate a cupcake or just enjoy a cupcake? Yeah.
Yeah, no, children love that. I mean, I do cupcakes. I do a nice chocolate cake, basic recipe.
Oh, there we
go. What I do with that is I pour that into the cupcake holders, and we make cupcakes, and then we do the icing, but and just sort of nicely decorated. And kids love that, putting a cherry on top or putting some Angelica cut into pieces on top there, or just that hundreds and thousands sprinkles. You know, the kids love it. So it's a project that really needs the support of everybody. Sandy, you guys are doing amazing work. I want to this morning call you an angel, as an angel of hope, and bringing hope to a number of children out there. Do we actually know in the country how many children suffer with cancer and how many children have been diagnosed?
As far as I'm aware, it's quite difficult to get accurate figures. So we don't have exactly accurate figures because, unfortunately, there's not somebody that's actually got the funds to do that. You know, we obviously trying to help the families. But, yeah, what we can do is it's actually scary. I can tell you this year alone, our charity, which we're so small compared to other charities in the country, we've registered 52 patients alone. And that does not include our existing 80 patients of last year. So it's actually quite scary to see how many kids get diagnosed on a monthly basis.
Well, contact details for you, a website address or perhaps just a Facebook page?
All right. So website is www.cupcakesofhope.org, or they can email us info@cupcakesofhope.org. And obviously our Facebook page, you know, our Facebook page is called Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. Please go visit it. You'll see a lot of our parties of hope that we do. A lot of our patients are on there. So, yes. And thank you so much for having us on the studio this morning.
Thank you so much, Sandy Cipriano.